there, beautiful goddess. Awake and ready for the day? Yeah, me too. Welcome back to the Slay Challenge. This is day 23. Yesterday, we stepped into acceptance. And in acceptance, we just came to the realization that we had to clear up some things in order to make space for the new. Acceptance of where you are should actually propel you right into the awareness of where you desire to be. This is where knowingness, just that knowing about everything you desire in life, everything that you want, everything that has happened to this point, it just brings it all to a head. And so it's the place where knowingness finds its beginnings. I also believe this is the space. This is where our past, our present, and our future converge to evolve us. And so when I think of awareness too, it kind of reminds me of like this kind of personalized Viewmaster. You remember the Viewmaster, right? That little red toy with the handle on the side. It came with the story cartridges, and you had to put the story cartridge in order to follow the story, and you would pull the handle, and as you're looking inside, it would change, give you a picture, maybe some words, and then you just keep, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, if you don't know, just stop right now, pause this, Google it. Google Viewmaster. And you'll see what I'm talking about. And to me, awareness is that Viewmaster. You know, drop in the story you want and visualize it as kind of a sneak peek into your future. This is where your focus must reside in order to clearly and intentionally birth something new. We're talking about a rebirth. We're talking about manifestation. We have to get the visual behind that. And being aware of where you are and where you are going with a little bit of intentionality spread between the two is the ideal place to launch your rebirth experience. So today's quote and affirmation will go hand in hand for you. Make it powerful. Your quote is, "Making a bold move is the only way to advance toward the grandest vision the universe has for you." Oprah Winfrey. Now your affirmation is, "I open myself to receive the grandest vision the universe has for me." Meditate on that today. See the power in it. Unveil the power in that. And then move right on into your task. So the task should be fun. This is fun. Because what you're going to do is you're going to create your Viewmaster. Yes, this is the vision piece. This is where all of the things that you previously wrote, you're going to bring to life by putting some vision behind it. You know, you're adding to the support, the evidence that you are putting out there, the evidence that this is your intention. Okay? Could you put me an Audi spider on yours? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'd like a purple. I'm not sure what color I want the seats yet, but throw that on there. Thanks. Yes, goddess, now it's time to create the vision. So what do you want? Make sure you incorporate all of the things that you've written down to date, all of the things you want for yourself physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of it, financially, all of it, all of it, all of it. Compile whatever you need for the creation of either a vision board, using a poster board, you can use a vision book. I like to use scrapbooks for those. or use your Pinterest account. Grab either of them, get as many materials as you can. If you decide that you want to something physical and you need that tangible thing, then go with the vision book or board and just make sure that you have plenty to choose from. So magazines, stickers. Look for things that you may even have, like I have stashes of things that I keep or that I created myself, words of empowerment, things like that. Put it on your board. Make it as personable and as real for you as you can. Now, if you decide that you're going to do it on Pinterest, limit yourself to the number of pictures that you add to your board. And I say this because if it's too much, it's going to be overwhelming and it'll just become a hodgepodge of stuff. So I would say there, do somewhere between 22, maybe to 25 pictures. And just whatever you do, make it real and true for you, all right? And have fun during the process. This part two is about intention. So make sure your intention is on point when you do this creation. All right, take a few days. I think this one we're gonna have to stretch out over a few days because it might not all work in one setting. All right, y'all, that's it. That's all for today. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sending you much love, much light. Take it. Go out, make it a beautiful day for yourself and someone else, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Much love. Mwah.